Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We started recording now. And we are going to continue about alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. The one who knows the what? Alim al ghayb. والشهادة okay means the unseen the lower the know the one who knows the seen and the unseen. We divided the unseen into two groups. What are these groups?
Absent and unseen.
Takbir, mashallah. Why is it absent? Absent because you were not there. Like the future, for example, it's absent. Future is absent. The past could be absent. Like if you do something and you hide it, it becomes absent to other people, right? So, and the future is absent. Like you say, okay, tomorrow we will play, inshallah. Well, that's a future thing. You don't know if it's going to be right or wrong. So that's, you're absent from that day. You got it, Yanis?
Yeah.
Okay, don't bang your head against
it. Absent the
yeah,
air.
And get brief notes.
Or you can say he's a visible or the invisible.
Get brief notes.
And the benefits of the
get brief both. Brief and okay. Notes.
Just my backpack. Yeah, it's becoming my notes on.
There is absent because it's in the future. And absent because it's in the you didn't attend the event. Go ahead.
If you had like a meeting but then you missed it, so that would be the absent, and then unseen if you never seen it.
Exactly. But absent that's why absent is different than unseen. Absent is different than unseen. Because absent you might have a luck of knowing it if you get somebody telling you about it. Or it comes in the news, or something like that. Then it becomes not part of the unseen world. Okay, we explained last time, why can't we see Allah? Because?
He's part of the unseen world.
Yes, and why can't we see the unseen world? Why doesn't Allah just let us see the screams of the people? Just take brief points.
Because if we see it, then we will lose our free will to do anything.
Why would we lose our free will?
Because we would be too scared to...
Yes, too scared. I give you an example of this, that you would be too scared to disobey Allah. I give you a simplified example. You would be, if you're driving your car... Huh?
Oh, yeah, you told us this last time.
Yes.
The police...
is behind you.
Yeah.
Would you dare to?
No.
Okay, run a red light or a stop sign.
But
you're actually.
But if you saw a police car, if you didn't, if it was a police inside a non-police car, and they can arrest you
yes.
Because they're not on duty.
See.
Then you would
see?
Do it.
If you don't see him, that's a perfect example. If you don't see the police officer, okay, then you would break the rules. They might break the rules.
Yeah, so if you see, but if there's a police officer in a white, nice Nissan car,
yeah.
Then you go through a red light, he could just put that siren on top and he can just come and chase you and give you a ticket.
Yeah.
So just because you can't see the officer, you would break the law. But
yeah.
So you may break the law.
They can't arrest you off duty.
Yeah, they can. They can arrest you.
And outside of California, when I was living in Indiana,
okay.
And other places, other states, police do drive normal cars. Not all of them, but many of them.
And they can arrest you.
So you don't feel nothing except these lights behind you, flashing lights, red behind you.
And I remember going to a laundromat when I was a kid before. There was this guy, he had a gun, and my sister pointed at him. And then when he went into his car, we saw the siren, And then we saw, like, tasers and all that in the back of his trunk.
Mm.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty much when we say, like, Allah, if Allah's, like, in the form of a human, but you don't know it's Allah, and you break a law in Islam, and he's, like, in the form of a human. So just because you don't know he's Allah, so you would just break the rules, but if he was there, you wouldn't. So
that's right. Perfect. Yeah, that's a very good, I'm proud of you for this example.
Well, but you can't do that because he's always...
Yes, but if he's there, but you don't see him, because he takes a form, different form, like a man or something like that, you would still break the laws. So, girls here, what's the conclusion of this? If we don't see Allah, if we do see the unseen world, then
we will lose our free will.
We'll lose our free will. Why? Because we'll be too scared to disobey Allah. So if you, let's say, want to steal something, and you can see, you can hear the screams of the people who are being punished in the grave.
But that's
not
the thing that really scares us. It's the thing, like, if you accident, it's like, you know, if someone ever, like, probably one of us here must have burned themselves to try to cook something or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, if you have, well, you should be scared of Allah, because he has, like, all the power in the world. Like, and when you burn yourself, it hurts like a living hell. So if he punishes you and puts you in hell, the pain of the fire is like a million times the pain of being burned by a stove. So obviously you should be scared of Allah, even if he's not there, because you should know the enormous amount of pain that you would go through if you do something bad.
Yes.
Wow,
let me. Yanis said, very good point. Let me give you an example of what Yanis said. Let's say, you know, wine is haram,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I give you a choice, this is you, and you have two rooms. You have two rooms. One room is reading Quran.
So the other room is having a free iPod.
And the other room is drinking wine.
Okay. If I go around the liquor or other wines, it smells so bad that I can't like enter. Like there was a restaurant, I couldn't even go inside.
Yeah, but let's focus here on this point. Okay. They tell you, okay, if you want a drinking wine for a day, fine. But what happens after that?
Addiction.
You go to hell. You go to hell. And they show you hell. And then show you hell. And then they show you hell.
I mean, how can hell show you hell?
Can you change it?
Show
you hell.
Yeah.
So they show you hell. They show you what?
Hell.
You can see it.
It's hell in a bottle.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see hell with your own eyes. You can see they have a furnace. Let's make it call it a furnace instead of hell. Furnace. And then they show you the furnace. The furnace is very, very hot. The furnace burns even the rock inside that. The furnace is really, really, really terrible. And you see it. And then they tell you, would you like to go to the other room that has a lot of fun and wine? What would you say?
Reading Quran. I wouldn't want to go to hell.
Nobody would dare to go to the room that has wine. Why? Because you have seen hell. You have seen it in front of you. Okay?
So when you
throw a phone in there, it'll melt the phone.
Oh no! Before it even reaches.
Before,
fire.
Yeah, but you see it, and you see people cooking inside.
Cooking what?
Like
there, you get it cooked.
Oh, wow, for cannibals.
Okay,
but
you got
reading,
that.
Anyways, when you read Quran,
would you
actually
dare?
Part in
just a sec. Would you dare to disobey Allah?
No.
Did you? Would you dare to go to the room that has wine?
No.
Okay, this situation is not going. This situation is not called belief or believe. This is not belief. This is called knowledge. You know, then you don't believe. So we have two things. We have...
That one is a word.
You have... You know... Or you believe. Believe I before E, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know or you believe.
Well, it depends what you believe. Like, you believe in Allah, you believe in Satan.
You believe in nothing. You believe in nothing.
Anyways, when you read the Quran, anyways, you're actually partly, you actually know what's going to be in heaven, because in the Quran it explains what heaven is going to be like, so you pretty much are
going to... Actually,
no, but you didn't see it. You didn't see it.
I know, but that's, it's enough to go...
You know. Once you know, no more faith. That's no more faith. No more faith.
In what?
In what you see.
You know what? If they show you the room in the Quran,
so,
and there's a door to heaven, and then if they show you the room with alcohol and there's a furnace, would you try and would you be allowed to jump into the room with Quran and into the heaven, or will the heaven just disappear?
No. You will be. The point I'm focusing here, this is a very good question, but the point I'm focusing here on hell, the punishment, not on the reward now. So, now, when you believe, do you take hasanat?
Yes.
Yeah.
No more faith, no. Yes. But when you know, you do hasanat?
Yes.
So, you might want to do here and say, no hasanat. And then no good deeds are accepted. And then down here, good, you believe, then good deeds are accepted. Do you see what I'm saying here? You follow me? Okay. So, when you can see hellfire, you will be scared, too scared to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me...
last week, Yasin made a point.
Yaniz!
Whatever! Okay. Yaniz, he made...
You're saying it on purpose.
A point. What is it?
He said that, people like atheists and stuff, if they did a lot of good deeds, but they know that Islam's a true religion, will they go to heaven or will they go to hell? Is that the answer to this question?
If they know they are going to... You know means you see... You know, you can see it.
How about if they don't know?
If they don't know, then Allah will take care of them. Generally speaking, as a general rule, the Quran says that those who die not in the state of Islam, which is after Prophet Muhammad, okay, they go to hell.
And then if you feel like you know you're going to go to heaven, that means you're not really...
Hold on.
Really real religion.
However, there are special cases. Like one case is mentioned in the Quran about the slaves who have nowhere to go and nowhere out. Those are forgiven. Slaves, like African-American slaves, for example, in the past. They had nowhere to go. And they don't have, no way out. So those people are compelled.
No more free will.
No more freedom. Okay? So they are not, technically speaking, they are not being tested. Okay? Because they lost their freedom. You got that? This is an exception that's explicitly mentioned in the Quran. Okay?
Slaves?
Yes.
Or just about anyone who has...
No, the slaves. Okay. The slaves. Who have no way to go and nowhere to know. Now, let me give you a hadith Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Ready to write the hadith? The hadith is that Allah wanted to show the hellfire and the Jannah to Angel Jibreel. So Allah sent Angel Jibreel to look at hellfire. He sent Angel Jibreel to look at what?
Hellfire.
Dina. Take brief notes. Don't doodle.
Okay.
Allah. So Allah sent Angel Jibreel to look at hellfire. Angel Jibreel came back shaking. Shaking. Scared. Like scared like that demon.
He's an
look,
angel.
Just
fire?
Take brief points.
Wait, can fire hurt light?
No, he's scared from what he saw. He saw the valleys of hell. He saw scorpions as big as the mountains. He saw snakes. He saw the food and the drinks.
What kind of food do they have there?
Shajaratul Zakum. Shajaratul Zakum. It's a nasty tree that has thorns, big thorns.
Oh yeah, and you have to eat.
When they eat it, it makes them more hungry. And they drink the sewage water, boiling water, boiling liquid from the bottom of the hellfire. This burning liquid has like sweats, I don't know, bleedings, and you name it. Okay? You know the waste of the people of hell boiling. So when you get to see that, when he got to see that, he came back to Allah frightened. He says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody will hear about this hellfire and not do everything he or she can do to stay away from it.
That's pretty scary though.
Yeah.
They can just like jump.
Hold on, hold on. So he said, I can't imagine that anyone would ever do something to put him in hell, heaven, because I've seen hell, it's so terrible. So Allah said, okay, I am surrounding hell with temptations. Temptations. I am surrounding hell with temptation. So temptations invite you to what?
Hell.
Hey, he said, I am surrounding hell with temptations. So Prophet Angel Jibreel went and saw the temptations that are surrounding hellfire. He came back to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody who hears about, I don't think that anybody is going to be saved from hell. When he saw the temptations.
What are the temptations?
Selfishness, greed, ego, arrogance, jealousy, stinginess, selfishness.
Nobody's going to be saved from hell. He's correct.
No, when he saw the temptations, he said, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody would be able to escape hell when it's being surrounded by all these temptations. Yes? Yes. So, the hell, when you see the hell, you don't see the hell, you see the temptation. But behind this temptation is what? Is hellfire. So, you see the temptation here, but behind the temptation is everlasting life and a furnace. You got it? Then, Allah, after creating Jannah, He sent Angel Jibreel to look at Jannah. Angel Jibreel came back, wow, so impressed, wow. And he said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
Ooh, nice creation, I like it.
Ah, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody will hear about this Jannah without doing everything, whatever it takes to go to Jannah. Well, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am surrounding it with responsibilities, with duties.
Like what?
Like praying, like fasting, like paying charity. I am surrounding it with duties and responsibilities. Okay? So Jinn Jibreel came back and said, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody would be able to make it to Jannah.
That's true.
No, that's not true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are lots of people who go to Jannah, inshallah. Okay? You got it? And many people go to hell first and then go to Jannah. Like people who have sins, forgivable sins, and Allah does not forgive them for it, but they are forgivable. So Allah punishes them and Allah let them free.
For how long?
Depends. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and listen to this, he said, everyone that says La ilaha illallah goes to Jannah. Hold on. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the longest person will stay in hell as long as the creation, as long as the existence of heavens and earth. So, heavens and earth have been created how long ago?
215 million years ago?
No.
Heavens and earth, what is
heavens and earth. How long is the life?
Of time.
The beginning of time, exactly. The beginning of time, according to scientists, they say it is 14 billion years. Hold on. 15 billion years until today. God knows how long, how far the earth will survive. How long? 100 years, 500 years, 700 years? Allah knows better. When is that earth is going to survive? How long the earth is going to survive? And this is why Allah in one surah al-Insan, he was telling the humans, your lifespan is nothing compared to the lifespan of earth. It's like a blink of an eye. You know, just like a blink of an eye compared to your life, for example. So it is nothing, nothing compared to infinity. You got it? Yes.
If you rob a candy store and then you repented, would you go to hell still for what you did? Or a candy store?
There are two situations here. If you do, can you do this? Can you do this? Situations here. Bad deeds. Bad deeds. There are two kinds of bad deeds. They are forgivable bad deeds and non-forgivable bad deeds. The non-forgivable bad deeds is non-forgivable without repentance. So, two kinds of bad deeds.
So not praying.
This first, okay, not forgivable without repentance. So the general rule is that if you repent, there is nothing non-forgivable. If you repent, it doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what it is. You are always forgiven.
Nice.
Okay? And don't you think that you can fool Allah and to repent at the last minute. That's not true. That's not true.
Like what Ramses II did?
For example, if you try to fool Allah, Allah will fool you back. How about, for example...
You can't fool Allah.
I know.
Fool Allah.
No, some people say, I will start praying and fasting and wearing hijab when I'm at the age of 60.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I heard that the Pharaoh who said La ilaha illallah last minute was like Ramses II.
Yeah, that was rejected.
Yeah, it was rejected because
yes.
All that time. So there was the Nile River turning like red, and then like his
son
really died.
Cool chances.
The
boy is not
participating. What
happened?
And
then he's had chances to repent and all that, but he didn't want to. So
exactly.
After that, when he repented, when he got saved, he tried to fool Allah. But Allah fooled him back.
Yeah, Allah rejected his repentance because he knew about the truth before and he was repenting to escape the punishment that he knew about, the punishment for being bad guy. So, the forgiven, I want you to remember this rule. Any sin is forgiven by what?
Repentance.
By repentance. Nothing, no exceptions. Absolutely no exceptions. Okay?
I thought Ramses got drowned.
He did.
They have a body of him in the museum.
Because Allah
yes.
promised that his body would be preserved.
As a lesson to the people who survive after this. Like, look at the
Isn't that basically mummification?
Yes.
Except that you don't...
Yes, it is. It's like, look at the people who used to say, I'm the highest God or I'm the highest Lord. Okay. So, But the non-forgivable sins without repentance, so non-forgivable, okay, and then you say here, forgivable here, forgivable, and non-forgivable, here, you say, nothing is not forgivable if you repent. Okay. Making partners to Allah, which is shirk. Shirk, so continue. Shirk is not forgivable without repentance.
No offense,
ladies. And to be honest with you, this one is supposed to go here. So, there are sins that are forgivable without repentance. There is one sin that's not forgivable without repentance. Is what?
Shirk.
If you have shirk, then?
You have to repent.
Yes. Without repentance, you're not forgiven. So if you got what? Shirk. How about less than shirk? It is either forgivable or not forgivable. You take your chances. You got that?
Yeah. Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes.
No.
Do you get this right?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Good. So, once you know, then there is no faith anymore. Like, let's say, for example, like the Pharaoh. He knew that he's dying. Okay? So there was no repentance anymore. So there is to believe and to know. To believe, you get hasanat. To know, you know, if you know, that's it, you know. There is no faith anymore. Okay? So, if you see hell and heaven, then you know, not you believe. So here, when you go into the furnace, then you know or you believe? You know. There's a difference between you know and you believe. You know. Once you know, no more hasanat. Got it? And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said, when the first blow in the trumpet of the Day of Judgment, actually he said, when the sun rises from the west, when the sun rises from the west, no more repentance is accepted and no more good deeds are accepted. When the sun rises from what? The west. So no more good deeds are accepted.
Wait, doesn't it rise from the east?
Yes, usually the sun rises from the east. But in the Day of Judgment, it will rise from the west. So, Allah, actually, this is not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Allah said in the Quran that no good deeds are accepted
and
no repentances are accepted.
And all Qurans will go away, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay? You got that part? So, why is that? Because once you see the sun from coming from the west, then do you know or do you believe? You know. Because you have seen the sun coming out from the west. Then you know or you believe?
Well, what's the difference between you know and you believe?
Okay. You know something that you have seen it. Okay? That you have seen it. Or you have felt it. You can feel it or see it or hear it. That's to know. To believe means like you've never seen it. Do you believe in Allah? To Allah, faith in Allah. It is to know or to believe? To believe, that's right. Okay? Knowing, now, having a parent, is that to know or to believe?
No.
To know, right? Because you know. You got it?
Yeah.
You got the difference between you know and you believe? Okay. Some people reach to the level of ihsan. So the level of ihsan is to believe in Allah, to believe in Allah as though He's looking at you and you're looking at Him. Allah's present in your heart to all the time. And you're looking at Him and He's looking at you. This is called to be ihsan. So, what is the degree of ihsan? What's the degree of ihsan?
To believe in Him as if you see Him.
Yeah. So, types of people of Muslim people. Type of the Muslim people. Okay? The first type is have Islam. The second type is has Iman, which is faith. Iman. And it's just to believe. It's to submit. Ihsan. Okay. So there are three kinds. The first kind, please have a seat. The first kind is Islam. Islam means you submit to Allah. Islam means what? You submit to Allah. Iman is higher than that. The Iman is to believe in Allah. Iman is what? To believe in Allah. Ihsan is higher than that. Hello. Ihsan is higher than that, which is to... Yes, believe in him as if you are seeing him.
Like the prophet?
Right. Can you repeat that again?
Believe in him as if you see him.
As if you see him. You got that part?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all of these are to believe. Now, anybody who does... Okay. Let's go back to the types of repentance. If you try to fool Allah and repent in the last minute, what happens? Allah will not accept your repentance like the Pharaoh. May not accept your repentance like the Pharaoh. That's number one. Number two, Allah might give you a sudden death. Allah might give you what? Sudden death. It's like you are driving the car in the freeway, and then in 5 seconds, you have a car accident, and you die.
Exactly.
Yes. Or you get a coma.
You don't die when you get a coma.
You will eventually.
You can get brain dead and then you can't breathe and then you die and then they have to take you off life support.
Or you hate doing this. Allah makes it very difficult on you to pray. Very difficult on you to fast. Okay. Your heart will change to be against Islam. Your heart will change to be against the prayers. Like I've seen people who say, we don't pray. Why? Because we're too close to Allah to pray.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense.
Yes.
That should, because you're saying we're close.
Why is it does not make sense? It does not make sense because...
You can't be close to God.
No, because you can't be close to
Allah without praying. Because the Prophet Muhammad, did he stop praying?
No, he
always
prayed. Anybody?
He was technically close to Allah.
Yes, technically. I mean, reality is he's closer to Allah than anybody.
No, I thought he was closer.
Because
I heard
that he prays so much that his feet started turning.
Exactly. And this is, he's a prophet. And he prayed so much, he wasn't exempted from the prayer. So who are you? Who are you to be exempted from prayer? Huh?
Wasn't Prophet Ibrahim Allah's
friend? Because he had a connection with Allah, specific, certain connection of Allah with Allah. Nobody was able to make it.
Yes, so basically he
had special connection with Allah to the level that he's considered to be the friend of Allah. Okay? Prophet Muhammad has a different connection with Allah, different nature. So, different relationship with Allah's. Allah gives different relationship. Like Prophet Musa, Allah gave him what different relationship?
To talk to him.
To talk to him.
Like you by tornado.
Yes. Okay? So, that's it. So,
it's
so okay. Summarize. Can you fool Allah and repent in the last minute?
No.
Why not? Because number one...
Stupid.
number one, the Pharaoh's repentance was accepted, was rejected, because he knew the truth, and because he knew the truth, and he did not accept it until he was drowning, and he accepted it to run away from the punishment. And second case scenario is that you die suddenly in a car accident. You don't have a chance to believe, or you get shot, and you don't have a chance to believe. Or third scenario.
How about if you already believe?
It's difficult for you to
yes,
pray.
Your heart changes. Your heart changes. If you're spending all your life with bad people, your heart would change and become bad. And prayer would be so heavy on you. When you feel that prayer is so difficult and you are having a hard time keeping the prayers, then you know at that time that Allah is punishing you. Okay? So you keep your eyes open and make sure the prayer happens on time. But for those ladies or men and women, when they spend all their lives ignoring Allah, when they spend all their life ignoring Allah and considering life to be a big long party from birth to death, and they live their life as though Allah did not send Quran and Allah did not send the Prophet, okay, then in the last minute, they will not change. It's difficult. If somebody all his life is doing this, or all her life is doing this, then it's not possible for them to repent. Yes. 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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.